But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Good morning. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and it is now Friday, April 13th, 2007, about a minute past 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online, republicbroadcasting.org. Surf on over to our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. You'll see information on our guest tonight, as well as a link to his website and information on his book. His name is Dana Smith. The book is D-Day for America. The website, ddayforamerica.com. Dana, welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you, Frank.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and I've really enjoyed all this information. I think it's very empowering. It's very welcoming. It is not it's not condescending, and it's not guilt-ridden, and I dig that because I think it's the truth, and the truth should be out there, and it shouldn't really have anything sort of tainted with it. And I think that's what we get a lot, unfortunately, with a lot of this type of dialogue. So I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Let's go to the phones, ladies and gentlemen. Dana has agreed to stay with us for like 20 minutes or so. We'll try to get all these calls in here. 800-313-9443. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, how are you?
All right. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing well.
How's your weather?
A little wet and a little on the chilly side, but not too shabby.
All dead fruit, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Yeah, I hate to say it, but I think he's right on that one. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're, I think I said something about here a while back, George Washington's vision.
Mm-hmm.
And, Ed Morris says it right there, the last part, about something that America will be destroyed for its, now what we call this, its sins against God.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad enough, But, my people are dying for lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to be quoting a fact, but that's just what he said.
That's right.
And everybody keeps following this false doxology.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I know this one church, and it's something like what he's talking about. And you cannot discuss it with them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want, they're caught up in this rapture theory.
Mm-hmm.
And last, do for them, but
it's
pray
the,
for them.
Yeah, it's the holy get-out-of-jail-free card. I mean, it's appealing, and that's the main thing about deception. Deception only has to be, 1%, a lie, and the rest of it can be truth, and that's what makes it appealing. Dana, your thoughts?
Well, the thing of it is when we look at this and we, whether it's the rapture, the thing about George Washington's vision is that this illustrates, in the beginning, that there was some supernatural events surrounding what happened in our nation. This nation was founded by people. There was actually a couple groups. Some of them were more Unitarian belief in a universal God. There was others like the Puritans who had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But it was founded, and our Constitution was taken from and adapted from, the Ten Commandments. And, the bottom line of it is, there's the beginning, folks, okay? You can't argue with that, and that's what that vision proves. And, you know, the thing of it is, though, is that I have got some stuff from our in the book that talks about that when God, you know, decides to do something good for a nation, okay, when he's decided to bless it, and if that nation, you know, starts doing evil against whom he said he was going to do good, then he would repent of the good and he would do evil.
There you go. Just reciprocal. Yeah. Hang on a second. We have a break here. Mick, thank you for the call. Dana, hang on, folks. Back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Let's welcome back our guest, Dana Smith. Thank you again so much for hanging on with us.
Glad to do it.
You're a good man. And let's continue with the calls. Davis in North Carolina, welcome to the show.
Good morning from the Blue Ridge Mountains. How are
you? Good morning, sir.
Well, I'm enjoying the show, and he's, you know, pretty much what I can tell, he's right on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if they call it rapture or what they call it. I know Jesus is coming back. I know that I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I have to know. And he's doing a good job. And mm-hmm. David Wilkerson, I read a lot of his mail he sends to me.
Mm-hmm.
Had some startling things to say in the last letter that I got from him.
Oh, yeah?
And really shocked, not shocking for a Christian, but for a sinner, it scared you to death, you know?
Wow.
Dana? Is Dana? Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Well, you alluded to David Wilkerson a while ago. I read letters that he writes, newsletters, and he's a solid human being, and has a lot to say, and you know he's paid his dues.
Yes, he sure has, and he's one of the ones I do listen to. There's a matter of fact, I sent him a copy of the book. I don't know, it's been some time ago. I was in one of his crusades years ago, and if there's anybody that I think represents a voice that has been trying to warn America has been David Wilkerson.
Sure.
And I believe that when he sends out stuff, he prays over it. I believe he's trying to build up the body. He's trying to warn the body as well. But he has received a lot of grief. He's also been thoroughly tested. His wife, Gwen, and others have gone through, his daughter's gone through cancer, you know. I mean, he's faced the fire.
Yes, he has. Did you meet Nikki Cruz while you were there?
No, I didn't. I did not meet Nikki at all, but not that I can remember, you know. There's just no doubt that... that whole thing, when you look at a little skinny preacher going into New York working on the streets, you know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. the power of God. You know?
Sir, amen. Let it be so. Well, that's all I have to say to you, Frank. I appreciate it. I'm praying for you, and keep up the good work, son.
Hey, God bless you, sir. I appreciate you so much.
Sure.
Excellent stuff from Davis, as always. Let's go to Mary in Georgia. Mary, how are you?
Hi.
Hey.
Am I there?
You're somewhere. I assume you're in Georgia, but you're here with us.
Well, that's the first time I heard Mary from Georgia on your show. But I just want to tell you, Frank, I'm getting a feedback on my phone. I hope you're not.
I'm not. We're having just an exceptional amount of technical difficulties here as of late. So I apologize. Hopefully Thomas can work on that. But just in case we have a phone call drop off again, go ahead and continue on if you can.
Okay, well, I'm still hearing it. But anyway, I love your guest tonight. I've had a few interruptions because my husband gets up about 1:30 Eastern time
mm-hmm.
to go to work, and so I missed a little bit of it. But I have to say, I have not disagreed with anything that he has had to say.
Wow.
That's very good. I love him. I wish I could talk to him.
I appreciate, the comments. You know, the thing of it is that there's been a lot of prayer that went into the book. But more than that, there's been a God of the universe that's worked me over. You know, and, I stand before you just to appear. Matter of fact, I've been pretty rebellious in my life, and I thank God
for
mercy, you know. And the thing of it is that the message that God has is that he wants to be known as a God of mercy, but he's also a God of justice. And as a watchman, you know, or anybody like David Wilkerson, any of us, have to give a warning out. And even though the nation may not listen, we have to give it. Because mm-hmm. that is the mercy of God. Because when they stand before God, he's going to tell them, I sent this. You know, he told Israel, I sent to you the prophets rising up early.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, he sent them 25 years early.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Jesus wept in Jerusalem openly, saying, O Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets, if you'd only known the time of your visitation.
Mm.
You know? So it's just God You know, he's a God of love. But when we're talking about the day of the Lord, when we're talking about judgment, you know, this is going to be one of those, you read in Revelation, where the rich people with all their money are going to be hiding in the same caves as the poor folks.
Uh-huh.
That are, you know,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And the only safety will be those who truthfully know him. And
God
and
be the glory.
And he knows them, and we know him. You know,
right.
You know, when
right.
God speaks, we know his voice. He says, my sheep hear my voice. Thank God for that. He says, I will send you the comforter, you know, and he will guide you into all truth. He will teach you. He will comfort you. Jesus says, unto the end of the earth, I'm going to be with you. You know, hey, we're not in this alone. Every
yeah.
one of us has got a couple angels by us.
Amen,
all the time.
Amen, brother.
Under God's word. You know, I mean, we're talking about God about ready to open up the literal windows of the supernatural heaven. It's always been here, but we've been blinded. And God is going to do a work in the midst. It says where sin does abound, God's grace does much more abound. And I tell people, no matter how sinful it gets, no matter how dark it gets, no matter how black it gets, God's grace is always there. He can save the dirtiest, rotten sinner there is, because God's grace is always greater than the vilest sin. Always. Always.
Amen.
Like Corrie Ten Boom says, she says that there's no pit that's so deep that God is not deeper still. And she further says, do you think God would take the church out of the earth at the time when the earth needs the church the most?
Yeah.
And that particular thing by Corrie Ten Boom is on our prophecy article database. I believe that's where it's at.
Oh, okay.
But you can read that. We have about four of the news sites there. The prophecy article database, that's on the D-Day for America site, but it's on one of the pages. For anybody that wants to get a hold of us and has a question, just go to my site. I have a lot of contact, and they can send me an email. And if they want any of the materials, we've got tons of materials. I'll send them the materials.
Is there a snail mail address, Dana, for those who maybe don't have internet access? If you could give that out slowly, give people maybe a chance to grab a pen here. And while they're doing that, Mary, did you have anything else?
Yeah. I wanted to say, Frank, I listen to you, and like I told you before, I've listened to you so much, you seem like a member of my family. But I want to ask you,
mm-hmm.
where did you get this guy? Because I'm
well,
really enjoying this show.
I'm so glad to hear that. This guy found me. So, you know, here's the thing. When I do my guest bookings and whatnot, you know, it's just an answered prayer. I always pray for discernment. I pray for God to take control of the show, take it where he wants it to go, for better or worse. You know, anything he wants. I said, lead me to the guests you want me to have on, and lead the guests you want me to have on to me. And thank Dana.
Well, he works in mysterious ways, right?
Thank God.
Well,
amen. I love both of y'all.
Thanks, Mary. Love you, too. You take care.
God bless you.
God bless.
I'll tell you what, Dana, why don't you go ahead and give out that address, if you would, please.
Okay, the address, you can just send it. You can put WIBR or Dana Smith, DanaSmith, P.O. Box 280. That's P.O. Box 280 in Mills, that's M-I-L-L-S, Mills, Wyoming, W-Y-82644.
Wonderful. Very good. I really appreciate you staying on with us. I know that you've done the last hour and a half on your cell phone, and I appreciate that because I know it's costing you money, and, you know, it's just like everything else. You know, there's no obstacle that's set before us that we can't find a way over, under, around, or through. And you've done that for us here tonight, and I appreciate that so much.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to do it because literally, you know, I believe in the supernatural workings of the Lord, and I pray. You know, I seek the Lord, and He's the one that opens the door. And,
amen.
Well, you know, I on our site, I stream 24 hours a day. I call it the WARN Network, W-A-R-N, Watchman Alert Radio Network. And on that one, we have like Friday nights for 2 hours. I do teaching, and we've been doing Amos. Tomorrow night we're going to do Ichabod, the former glory. And you can get all that information there. And then on Tuesdays I do some stuff. We have a lot of other stuff in there too. You know, but at any rate, we do that, you know, to warn, to help, to nourish, you know, to do as much as we can do. And you know that, Frank,
yes.
You know, from what you're doing. You know, I mean, I do my own websites. Why? Because when I first started doing all this and I asked people to do them, they couldn't do it or they took all day, you know, and I couldn't afford it. So the Lord had me do it. So I learned to do my websites, and now I do my own websites, you know, and I've always been a writer. God had me writing years and years and years ago when I was a boy. So, you know, I write, and I do what I can do, and that's what I encourage everybody to do. Whatever God's given you to do, whatever talent you have, use them for His glory. Use them and spread the word of Christ.
There you go. I say that all the time, but it's nice to have validation from you, absolutely, because you know, there's so many important things that have been addressed, but I think that's probably the most important thing. And then also the other thing you mentioned, too, which is that, you know, take some time at the end of every day, and maybe it wasn't the best day for you. Maybe it was a rough time, but there's always good in their summer. There's always reasons to give thanks. So think about what you've been blessed with this day, even if it's simply you were able to get out of bed today, because you may not tomorrow. So be thankful, be grateful, be appreciative, and pray.
That's right. And for your listeners, I admonish them to read Habakkuk.
Okay.
It's great, because Habakkuk was talking to the Lord one day, and I'm going to paraphrase. He says, Lord, he says, you know, Jerusalem's a mess. It's all kinds of murders and thieves and everything. He says, you got to do something. So the Lord says, okay, you know, I'll do something. And Habakkuk says, well, what are you going to do? And he says, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to send a nation that's more wicked than Israel, that is far more harsh, and they're going to come into the land, and they're going to kill everybody. They're going to rape the women. They're going to destroy the crops. They're going to carry everybody away captive. So Habakkuk sits there a while. And he says, well, Lord, why would you use someone more wicked than us to judge us? So there's the conversation follows in that book on how Habakkuk comes to the conclusion of what God wanted him to understand. And he tells him it in the first chapter. And he says, the just shall live by faith. And Habakkuk says, well, I'm going to sit here for a while and wait and see what God says when I'm reproved. But God didn't reprove him. God explained to him what he was talking about. Then at the very last chapter, the last three or four verses, you'll see in there what I call the bottom line faith. And that is what people need to read.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell them what it is. They need to read it.
There you go. The burden is now upon their shoulders. And I think that's, you know, everybody has to accept these burdens because there is a point to it all.
You know, I have a quote here that I read sometimes. It's by General Douglas MacArthur.
Okay.
And he says, history fails to record a single precedent in which nations subject to moral decay have not passed into political and economic decline. There has either been a spiritual awakening to overcome the moral lapse or an ultimate national disaster.
Wow.
And that kind of, you know, we're right between a rock and a hard spot. I believe, though, honestly, that we are at the time point in the church history that this will be better or more lively than even the early church. At no other time we are entering that.
Well, Dana, you're doing good work, my friend. I appreciate you so much. Please keep in touch and come back and visit with us again very soon, okay?
Yes. Give me a call.
I will.
I want to talk to you about a few other things.
All right. I will do so. Take care, my friend. Folks, stay with
goodbye.
Us.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and lots of fun there with our guest, Dana Smith. A lot of technical problems, too. I apologize. I know the phones have sort of dropped people tonight, and, well, I apologize for that. And Dana, of course, doing the last hour and a half on his cell phone, so we didn't want to keep him too long, but next time we'll keep him longer if more of you would like to interact. And by the way, we can take some of your calls right now, 800-313-9443, wherever you want to go. Let's go to Bert in Ohio. Bert, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
I'm doing very well. How have you been?
Good, my friend, good.
Hey, you're networking like crazy up there in Ohio because I keep getting calls from people and they're mentioning you. So apparently you're really out there working hard, man. I appreciate that.
Hey, brothers, for the cause, you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
I want you to know from my neck of the woods, Mr. Frank Whalen, you're lighting them up, man. And the programming that you're throwing is up there, okay?
Thank you.
And, you know, if it was any other way, man, I'd come right out with it. So.
Yes, I do. You're a straight shooter, man. I dig that about you.
Yeah. You know, I really enjoyed the guest tonight, and I just kind of want to reflect. I wish I could have talked to him. I hope you have him back soon.
Oh, I will.
Concerning the fear-mongering,
mm-hmm.
and this is just how I perceive and how my faith works with Christ, you know, and how I see things, but mm-hmm. I look at motive, you know, I look at motive. Motive's a big deal. If the motive is, like, for material gain or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, then yes, it's fear-mongering, but I'm more of the torn from the fabric to where I believe, you know, no mountains too high, no valleys too low. You know, hit them, man. Just let them know that, you know, there is a way out. There is
sure.
a comforter. There is a Christ, you know. And is that the music?
It is. It is. I apologize. We're trying to get back on track here with our normal break times. Stay with us, folks. We're going to take a three-minute break, I assume, and be right back here with more of your phone calls and, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you are here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Taking some calls, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Back to Burton, Ohio. Welcome back, sir.
Yes, sir. Oh, I just wanted to say that, you know, it's only fear-mongering to those who don't know the Lord, because I'm seeing a lot of God's people today that are just, they're not laying down to it, you know, and they're stepping up to the plate, and you know, that gives me hope, and it gives me comfort to see that happening. And I just want you, if you could comment on the fact that, you know, the whole fear-mongering thing is just a program that's been in force since basically before I was even born, you know, to just to, like, get a certain cause and effect thing going. There's a lot of things going on today, but there's no reason to be alarmed about it. Just go ahead and step to the plate for who you are in Christ and be done with it. I mean, that's all I can say, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think absolutely, man. I mean, there's so many different areas of scripture that validate that. And like I said, I mean, you know, I got a call from a guy who he was not a person of faith. I asked him and he said no, and that He said, you Christians just want to sit back and sip your lemonade and wait for God to sort it all out. And, well, I mean, there's a certain truth to that insofar as to say, you know, and I know you know him very well, the good friend Zeph Daniel had told me once, he said, you know, the knots this world is tied, it was not tied by human hands, and nor can it be untied by human hands. And I agree with that. I think that's a very, very astute statement, and it needs to be made more often. The situation that we're facing here on this planet is a mess. Now, a lot of people would choose, you know, to inspire people to faith in a number of ways. Certainly the fear-mongering thing is one way to do it. I think it's the wrong way to do it. It's you know, there's fear and there's guilt involved in a lot of, and elitism. You know, those are like the three main components to most of the organized religions, and I disagree with all of them. I don't think it's real when you scare somebody into it. You know, it's like put it to you this way, Bert. When you were a kid, if your parents said, you know, don't put your hand on the hot stove, you know, and you asked them why, did they say because it will burn you, or did they say, if you do it, I'm going to beat you senseless? Which way is going to be more effective? Think about it. I mean, it's, you can scare somebody into it, but it's not going to be real. You know, kid's not going to touch it. I don't want to get beat, but he's not going to understand the whole concept. And that's what we have to do, is the understanding. The thing about guilt, guilting people into this stuff, guilt builds up. You can only make somebody feel guilty for so long before they explode. And that's why you see a lot of people running away from Catholicism, you know, and other religions that do the same thing. Elitism is only attractive to someone when you're on the side of the majority. When all of a sudden everybody's pointing the fingers at you saying you're not a member of the club, all of a sudden, it turns on them. So none of those things are effective ways to really inspire faith. So as far as the fear-mongering in the churches, that's my assessment of that. As far as societal fear-mongering, well, you know, it's effective because most people want to be told what to think and what to feel and what to believe. Now, people, if you ask anybody that, do you like to be told, you know, how it is? They'll say, oh, absolutely not. Well, of course they do, because it feeds into their paradigm. Everybody is raised in a certain manner, I suppose, in the way that they've grown up, and they're colored by their experiences. But we're all conditioned to a certain extent. When somebody, like, for example, if you're trying to tell somebody about all the stuff we talk about on the show and on other shows that you may listen to, you can say, hey, look, you can find this at this radio show. They're like, that's just one of those crazy radio show hosts. Who cares what he thinks? Who cares what he says? Which is why, you know, then you drop a copy of the Washington Post in front of them and say, it's right there. Then they're stuck, because they've been conditioned throughout their life to accept news from one source is valid, news from another source is invalid. Faith from one source is valid, faith from another source is invalid. We don't have open minds. You've got most people who have Republican-leaning mindsets tend to watch Fox News instead of CNN, perhaps, because it caters to what they already think. People want to be comfortable, Bert, and you know this. And the comfort level can only be stretched so far, which is why I do think that when you come at people with the truth, you have to be gentle with them, because it can be overwhelming, it can be overpowering, and they'll instantly shut down. They'll shut down, and they won't receive any of it. So you have to be welcoming with it. You have to be generous with it. You have to let them sort of come to you for more. You can plant seeds, but they have to let you know when it's time for the harvest, you know, when you can go in there and really give them everything they need to know, in your opinion. But everybody has to realize these things for themselves. But the fear-mongering comes in by way of the media because, you know as well as I do, you probably would be more apt to watch a story about a gunman, you know, shooting up a school, than you would about a puppy who adopted a baby kitten and is nursing it. You know what I mean? It's like, you're like, blah, 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 fluff piece, you know, human interest story. Who cares? Give me the content. You know, and I hate the news for the most part, but I do watch it just to get a feel for how they're spinning things. So they do present the negative stuff, because negative stuff makes people watch, which is why after September 11th, They had Fox News alert, and everything was an alert. CNN, too. Breaking news. You know, they had their own version. And every time you're flipping by the TV, if you pass that, you're going to flip back. You're going to flip back to see what they're talking about. Then you realize 5 seconds into it, it's really not important at all, and you'll keep going, or whatever the case may be. So the fear-mongering in the media is because it translates to dollars. It's how they get advertisers to say, look at how good our viewership is. It translates into newspapers. Look how good our circulation is. It translates to magazines. Look how many subscriptions we have, and so on and so forth. It's about the money. as far as the pharmaceutical industry with their advertising campaigns. When you've got pharmaceutical companies spending more money in advertising in 1 year than Coca-Cola is, well, Coca-Cola is everywhere. So what does that tell you about the pharmaceutical companies? Well, they're telling you, do you have, and I love it because it makes me laugh, when they start inventing things, you know, to say there's something wrong with you, they're like, do you ever have you ever in your life had an itch behind your ear? And you're like, I have, I did. I've had itches behind my ear many times. Then you might have itchy behind the ear syndrome, and you need to take this. Ask your doctor about it. Side effects include itching behind the ear, itching behind the knee, itching behind, you know, and just goes on and on. And you're like, well, I better ask my doctor. So basically, you're doing the doctor's work for him because you ask him about it, and you know what he's going to say? He's going to either say, I just happen to have some free samples here. Just like a regular drug dealer, he's going to get you hooked. Or he'll say, well, hold on a second here. I got to go check something. You know what he's doing? He's going online or calling his pharmaceutical rep. What's this itchy behind the ear syndrome? Have you heard of oppositional defiant disorder? ODD. You know what that is? The symptoms of that are? Teenagers who don't listen to authority figures. You need to be medicated for that nowadays. So that's how they fearmonger. Everybody's got a disease of something. Do you have a hard time sitting still? Well, you're attention deficit disorder, or you have restless leg syndrome, or you have restless mind syndrome, or you have, you know, some sort of sleeping disorder, whatever. It's always something, 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 and they keep you medicated, and all those medications cause side effects, which you can treat with other medications. So it's the fear of being crippled by some disease that they invent that keeps you going back for more of that. Same thing with other things. We're talking about global warming the last couple of days. Look at all the fear-mongering into that. Do you people realize this is the biggest issue we've ever faced on the planet? In 300 years, the temperature is going to go up by 3 degrees. What? Oh, no. In 300 years? You're kidding me. So, in 2200, I'm going to be really concerned because it's gone up 2 degrees. Who cares? You know, but it's the fear-mongering. A lot of people start buying into that, and they use information as it suits them to do so. A lot of people, you know, you've got people sourcing the scientists on the global warming thing, saying, look, the scientific community is in full agreement. First of all, they're not. Second of all, you wouldn't be referencing them unless they supported your position. That's just a fact. So they fear-monger certainly in politics. The Democrats are going to raise taxes. The Republicans are going to cut Medicaid. And it's all about fear, 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 fear. Because people are more apt to complain when they're unhappy than they are when they're happy. So you got to keep people realizing that they're unhappy, that they're not well, that they're not saved, that they're not getting whatever, the fair and balanced news, whatever it may be. Everything operates on fear because people inherently, they like the status quo. Okay? Everybody likes the status quo, and we like to exist in some little paradigm where things don't change a whole lot. We're all resistant to change to a certain degree. I certainly am, on every possible conceivable level. If I'm going through my day, I've got it set. People ask me, when do you sleep? Well, I wish I could say I slept on a regular basis with definitive go-to-bed times and get-up times, but it doesn't. It always changes. There's something always comes up. But you don't like screwing with your routine. For example, if when I got in the car today, it wouldn't start. So I figured, oh, now I got to go get a battery and I got to go do this. It's just a headache I didn't need and nor did I want it. But it disrupted the routine a little bit. Change made itself present in my life. So then, of course, you could think about how that plays into all this stuff. But the only way you can get people to really be motivated is to tell them they are directly affected by something if they do nothing. So, you know, the fear is the best way to do that. The problem is you can tap out the fear market, okay? You can play that to its inevitable conclusion. It's just like anything else. Like I used the example of you being threatened with a beating if you put your hand on the stove. Let's say you got beat on a regular basis. At some point, you're not going to be worried. If you're told, better not do this, you're going to get beat. You're like, so what? How many times have I been beaten today? You know, who cares? It doesn't have any effect on people. So they have to kind of balance it out. They have to coax you into, you know, some sort of happiness. And that's why the news stories cycle like that, where they're like, Americans are the greatest state of poverty they've ever been in the world. And that'll come out in the Associated Press. Reuters will put out a story saying Americans are the most well-off than anybody else in the world. And you're like, wait a minute here, what's going on? So then you've got this, error light flashing in people's heads because they're seeing something that contradicts itself. So what do they do when things don't make sense? They just push it away. They ignore it. So you keep them on the right track, and you keep everything moderately balanced, but you have to condition them to be fearful, which is why the first time they start talking about the bird flu didn't really work too well. You remember that? There was no big outrage. There was no big people rushing to the doctor and stocking up on Tamiflu and powdered milk and tuna fish. But the second year, huge push for that. Tamiflu making tons of money, being sold all over the place. I think the second year they talked about the bird flu, and this is with the assistance of the ABC movie about bird flu and all this other jazz. And Bush, of course, you know, he was inspired. Okay, you guys are convincing me. I need to do more legislatively to make sure we're prepared for this sort of thing. So, you know, they got exactly what they wanted. But the second year people were doing that, in Canada, in one province, I think, they had sold more in 1 week that year than they did the whole year before. So, you know, it was obviously a huge marketing campaign by way of the news. And the politicians and all the other people working hand in hand to achieve this saturation of the market with one issue. Well, anyway, how much has Tamiflu been selling this year? Not as much. How much are we hearing about bird flu this year? Not as much. Got to give people a break. Got to back off a year. It'll come back next year. They'll be talking about it again even more, or later this year, whatever the case may be. So fear dominates our society. And here in America, certainly we have fear of poverty, okay, and fear of death. Well, fear of death is, you know, supposed natural to a certain extent. It's the unknown. Everybody fears the unknown. Fear of poverty. It doesn't matter how poor you are. You're scared of being more poor. And it doesn't matter how rich you are. You're scared of not being as rich tomorrow as you were, you know, yesterday. And it just goes on and on and on. So what we have to do is spend a little time, put ourselves under the microscope, step back and be objective and say, what am I afraid of? And if I am, why am I afraid? So fear, you know, fear is a good thing as a motivator for yourself. You know, for example, if I'm out camping or something and there's a rattlesnake battle royal going on, maybe I won't walk through there for fear of getting bit. You know, that's a sensible fear. But when, you know, the media tells me, don't go in the woods at all today, you know, then I'm going to say, well, who are you to tell me what to be afraid of? I have my own discernment. I need to judge for myself. So what we have to realize is that we are being bombarded on every single side, in every single medium, in every single aspect of our lives to think, feel, or believe something. And when we learn as individuals to step back and question everything, then we learn how to start thinking. So anyway, it's a really, really, really long answer to fairly, I don't know. It wasn't a simple question, I guess, but it was a shorter one than the answer. Is that all right?
Yeah. Hey, that's exactly what I'm talking about, Frank, right there.
Okay.
I just want to point out that, you know, somehow, some way, if someone's going to come to the Lord, and that's what this show is tempoed around right now with the guests you've had.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Lord that reveals himself to them. It don't matter what you do. You can jump through hoops or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord's got to be in it for it to happen, man. And that's, you know, and I'm seeing a lot of different abstract things today that are putting people in positions where they have to think for themselves because everything else is going flat at the moment. You know, it's sort of like a idle or a hum.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you brought Zeph Daniel up.
Yeah.
Hey, I love that guy, but I just want to put out. I posted a question, you know, back when the Lamb Cafe was up,
mm-hmm.
and the best answer I got was from Trish Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you the same question and see what you come up with. But my question was this: if you took all of God's people and they were like puzzle pieces, all laying out in front of you, and then you put it together, what would the picture reveal?
God.
Yeah, that's basically what she said, Jesus. But yeah, that's what mm-hmm. she said, you know.
Okay.
But I had like 15 or 20 different answers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one answer that stuck, and I didn't even know what the answer was going to be. I just mm-hmm. felt like I had to share it and ask the answer, you know, the question. But
sure.
The whole point is that everybody has a part, everybody has a place,
mm-hmm.
everybody has a purpose. And just because somebody doesn't want to listen to you or whatever, like, you know, 2 years down the road,
mm-hmm.
you know, something will click in their life, and boom, it hits them, and there they go to their knees, and then their life changes.
Yeah.
You know, so my whole point is not to get, you know, I don't know, fed up with it and walk away,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just keep on, man. And
yeah.
I love your show, and I just want to throw a plug in for a Webmaster James website.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, y'all need to go visit it. There's a lot of good information there. And thanks for having me on, Frank. God bless you. Good night.
Bert, thank you, and God bless you. And I got to tell you how much I value our conversations, because it's not simply, you know, you climb up on the soapbox, you make your statement, and that's it. I mean, you actually, you challenge me and you challenge others, and I like that. I like being asked questions, and I like interacting, and I like these things. It is what it is, and questions need to be asked. We need to be able to do this of all people, always, on all issues. And, you know, I've been interviewed on a number of shows, and certainly in the media as well, believe it or not, yes, in the mainstream media, television, and newspaper and magazine and things like that. It's just, and they always say, well, you know, what do you want to talk about? And I'm like, you can ask me anything. I may not answer it, but you can ask anything. And that's always the case. And we have to be able to do these things, because it's the ability to ask a good question that allows you to perceive the truth and maybe the lie in the answer. It's a lot of it has come from my talking with politicians and whatnot. I'm able to find out if they're giving me the runaround, if they're ducking a question and whatnot. And that's allowed me to perceive the media differently and hopefully more thoroughly with the content and whatnot. Stay with us. We're back in three.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. Tail end of hour number three. It's moving quickly. You know, everybody's got different ideas about the whole thing. And like I said, I don't know. I'm just kind of bitter on the churches because I don't see a whole lot of good coming out of them. I don't go anymore. To me, you guys are my church. To me, this is our fellowship. And just to keep it all in context, there are a lot of people who love to go out there and tell everybody, oh, America needs to do this, and you need to do this, and you're homosexual, so you're going to hell, and I'm going to yell at you and quote scripture at you and all that. It's the wrong way, folks. You are judged by what you do. Someone else is judged by what they do. If you think homosexuality is a sin, don't be a homosexual, and you ain't sinning. Somebody else is doing it, that's their problem. Couple of passages, I think these are interesting, because it does imply that you're judged for your actions. Okay? Or you could take it a step further and say you're judged for your inactions. If you're not doing anything productive, you're not doing anything to make a difference in the world around you. Maybe you think you're making a difference by attacking people with scripture. To me personally, I feel that's wrong. It's Jeremiah 17:10. I, the Lord, search the heart, try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. So his, meaning individual. Luke 21:36, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all the things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man, ye, meaning you. Revelation 2:23, and I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works, every one. Revelation 11:18, and the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come in the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. So again, should reward unto thy servants and prophets, meaning what they're doing. Revelation 20:13, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, the death and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works, every one individually. Revelation 22:12, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. So it's what you're doing. I don't think being a person of faith is a limiter. I don't think it's a. I don't think it holds you back. I think it empowers you to focus on yourself. The one area where there shouldn't be a whole lot of argument, honestly, right? I mean, if I'm talking to somebody that I don't even know, and I'm trying to get them to paint their house from a nice shade of beige into a nice shade of bright purple, odds are I'm probably not going to win that battle. Not just because the color changed, but because they're like, "Who are you? Why are you telling me this? I don't need to listen to you." But you should listen to yourself, and you can convince yourself of things. You can talk to yourself. You can examine yourself. You can change yourself. And if we're all doing that, gosh, I mean, there's your corrected America from top to bottom, inside and out, and subsequently, I suppose, the world. All right, stay with us. We're going to come back here in the final hour, and we're just going to dive into some news. Stay with us back in 90 seconds with the final hour of the show here. Frankly Speaking Radio, please stay with us. It's